Secretary of State Colin Powell says China should do more to resolve the standoff with North Korea over its nuclear ambitions. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Powell said he believes the Chinese have considerable influence over the North Koreans, and he urged them to use it. Powell spoke amid increased tensions between the United States and North Korea. Pyongyang announced plans last week to restart a nuclear reactor that had been mothballed since 1994. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
It's been 10 years since diplomatic relations were established between Seoul and Beijing. In that time, China has replaced the United States as South Korea's biggest trading partner, putting Beijing's relationship with Pyongyang in the background. But now the situation on the Korean Peninsula looks increasingly volatile, and many politicians and analysts in South Korea say China, as perhaps the last country with any direct influence on Pyongyang, should persuade the North Koreans to stop their nuclear program and their aggressive brinkmanship. Lo Kyung-soo is a professor of international relations at Seoul National University.
I think the general feeling is that China could be doing quite a bit more than what it's doing. The general feeling is that the Chinese at the official level could leverage some of their influence in Pyongyang to talk to the senior people in the Kim Jong-il regime that the nuclear gambit is a very dangerous one for North Korea, but for the stability of the region as well.
President Bush displayed growing irritation with Beijing after he spoke with Chinese President Jiang Zemin on Friday. Mr. Bush said he reminded Jiang that China has a responsibility for keeping the Korean Peninsula free from nuclear weapons. The question is, does Beijing still have influence over its hardline Stalinist neighbor?
The United States believes that China has leverage with North Korea that, in fact, China does not have.
David Shambaugh is a China specialist at George Washington University.
For a very long time, and in the last 7 to 8 years, certainly since Kim Il-sung died and Kim Jong-il succeeded him, the relationship has really gone from bad to worse.
That's been brought on by North Korea's increasingly unpredictable behavior, as well as China's embrace of South Korea and of capitalism generally. But Beijing does not share the desire of hardliners in Washington to see North Korea further isolated, and so is unlikely to cut off the substantial fuel and food aid that it provides each year to Pyongyang. David Shambaugh says the Chinese want to see more U.S. involvement in the North Korean issue.
China's vision for North Korea is a much more reformist, open, integrated into the regional economy, North Korea. They would like to see a package deal with the United States that goes well beyond an American assurance of non-aggression and even beyond the normalization of diplomatic relations between the U.S. and North Korea, but really goes to the heart of the matter, which is the economic reform of North Korea.
Since the Bush administration has been unwilling to negotiate with Pyongyang over the latest standoff, it's been asking North Korea's neighbors to help. And Professor Jia Qingguo of Beijing University insists China is trying to defuse the situation behind the scenes.
China has tried very hard to work in a private way to try to facilitate the resolution of the problem with all parties concerned. Not Chinese style to go public condemning this country or that country. China does not want to use this method, and China does not believe that this method is useful, especially in the Korean case.
In the end, though, it's clear that Beijing cannot or will not do all Washington's bidding with Kim Jong-il, and that if the Bush administration is not willing to consider a military solution to the problem, it may have to sit down and negotiate directly with the North Koreans. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.